A large and growing number of Americans are poor or at risk of becoming poor as a consequence of the Great Recession, and many will struggle during a recovery, according to a white paper released last week by the national broadcaster, whose appearance last week at the 20th annual Martin Luther King Luncheon in Peoria was canceled after some people complained that he'd criticized President Obama. Tavis Smiley, the radio and TV talk show host who said Obama has not done enough about poverty issues, said he was removed as the event speaker because he tries to hold the president accountable. On Fox News, the progressive Smiley said, "I don't see my role as one of criticizing the president. I see my role as one of holding the president, this and every other president, accountable." Last summer, Smiley and author Cornel West of Princeton University went on a 16-city poverty tour to highlight economic disparity. The white paper, titled At Risk, America's Poor During and After the Great Recession, was prepared by Indiana University at Smiley's request to support poverty tour assertions. Smiley said, "Many of the new poor are the former middle class. Poor people are not moochers and welfare queens, as some would like you to believe. Our neighbors, colleagues, and families are all struggling. It's a problem all of us need to solve together right now." While Republican presidential contender Newt Gingrich stepped up attacks on Obama for overseeing an influx of Americans using food stamps, implying that was somehow a goal and not helping citizens, Smiley, in connection with the white paper, moderated a discussion in Washington, Remaking America from Poverty to Prosperity, broadcast live on C-SPAN and rebroadcast on PBS and Public Radio International. The 2.5-hour discussion can still be seen online. The panelists were impressive, including West, personal finance expert Suze Orman, Oscar-winning filmmaker Michael Moore, and author Barbara Ehrenreich, who wrote Nickel and Dimed. They addressed problems noted in Indiana University's paper, which explores how the recession affected the size and composition of America's poor, examines the performance of safety net programs, and highlights the impact of policies adopted to cushion the recession's impact. The paper's key findings include: poverty has increased significantly. Some 46 million Americans lived below the official poverty level in 2010, about 15% of the population. That number grew by 27% since 2006. Increases in poverty were greatest among Hispanics and African Americans, children, households headed by women, and working-age adults, especially people between ages 18 and 34. 1 in 5 U.S. kids lives in poverty, and almost half of them, 9%, live in extreme poverty. Plus, 19 million Americans now live in extreme poverty, meaning their family income is less than half of the poverty line, about $11,000 a year for a family of four. Next, those without health insurance increased 9% to 50 million in 2008. About 16 million low-income households pay more for rent and utilities than the government says are affordable, or lived in overcrowded or substandard housing. Foreclosure affected nearly 500,000 more homes in 2009 than 2008. The nation's homeless increased by about 20,000 people. Safety net programs had mixed success. Programs such as Medicaid, food stamps, and unemployment insurance responded robustly, but programs that depend on discretionary spending were less effective. The economic decline's impact would have been worse if not for 2009's stimulus package, the paper says, but most of those funds have now been spent. With the stimulus ending and state tax collections lagging, states face growing problems. Some are cutting spending on programs such as Medicaid. Finally, federal deficits are creating pressures to cut spending, which may adversely affect the poor. The white paper adds, promoting sustained economic growth while at the same time protecting the well-being of the poor, the near poor, and the new poor is the central challenge for the leaders of the United States. It's too bad people in West Central Illinois, or Gingrich, couldn't hear that for themselves.